This is Morning Edition from NHPR. This morning, the New Hampshire Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case involving the 2012 rape and murder of UNH student Lizzie Marriott. The man convicted of that murder, Seth Mazzaglia, was sentenced to life without parole in 2014, but today is the 34-year-old's first chance to appeal that conviction. NHPR's Paige Sutherland has been following the appeal and joins us now to break down the specifics. Good morning, Paige.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Today's hearing will be more restricted than most appeals. Can you explain why?
Yeah, so the arguments will be open to the public, but there are some boundaries. The reason for that boils down to the state's rape shield law. It's a law most states have, and basically, it prevents defendants from using a rape victim's sexual history as part of their defense in court. And so in September, the state Supreme Court ruled that this privacy protection still applies during the appeal process. But that makes things very difficult for the defense, as their crux of the appeal is that this specific information, the victim's sexual history, was crucial to their defense and it was prohibited from trial. And so what you're going to see today during the arguments is this kind of dance between the legal parties as they're going to be arguing and talking about a topic they can't legally go into detail about.
Yeah, and that's definitely tricky. So how do they do that? I mean, despite these restrictions, what do you expect the main talking points to be?
So the defense's case is that Lizzie Marriott suffocated accidentally in consensual sex between her, the defendant, and the defendant's girlfriend at the time. And that was the same exact scenario that his girlfriend, Kate McDonough, described in a police statement. But during trial, she completely changed that story and said that Mazzaglia strangled Marriott because she refused to have sex with him. And McDonough struck a plea deal with the state and has just been released earlier this year. So I think you're going to see the defense bring up McDonough's change of story as well as allude as much as they can, given these restrictions, that Marriott, you know, was accustomed to this kind of sexual behavior. She's done it in the past. You know, the same stuff that McDonough first described to police that happened the night of Marriott's death. But the state, on the other hand, is going to say, you know, Marriott's sexual history and past has not been substantiated. This is false information, and it's irrelevant because whether Marriott was into this kind of stuff or not doesn't say that she consented that night.
Okay, so when should we expect a decision on this, and what are the outcomes?
Yeah, so the arguments will be very quick. You know, in oral arguments, each side is only given 15 minutes, and that includes the justices asking questions, which they will, so there's not a lot of time to make your case. And after that, it'll probably take several months for the justices to, you know, rule on this case. And given the restrictions, their opinion, if the defense loses, will be redacted. It won't be fully open to the public. And so you won't really know these details about her sexual history and the exact reason of the ruling. But if Mazzaglia does win, you know, these details will come out in the opinion and he'll be granted a new trial. He'll be able to talk about this information in that new trial, but that probably won't happen for several months as they need time to prepare.
So, Paige, if Mazzaglia does win his appeal, is there any possibility that he'd be granted parole while he awaited a new trial?
No, because the defense is only appealing the murder conviction. Mazzaglia was also convicted of several conspiracy charges involving tampering with witnesses as well as evidence. So he was given 7 to 14 years for that. And so he still has about a decade left to serve on those charges. And he's been serving that time up in the state prison in Berlin.
Okay, Paige, thank you.
Thank you.
Paige Sutherland will be attending today's hearing, and she'll have more on the story later today on NHPR and at nhpr.org. It's Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio.